It's you versus Nina.
I'm Nikki in Glendale, and I just beat Nina.
I'm Deanna for Surprise, and I just beat Nina D.
I'm Nina's mom, and I just beat Nina.
It's Beat Nina on the new Camel at 107.9.
Tiffany and Buckeye, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we can go out this week with a win for the Camel Nation.
I will win.
Oh, all Tiffany. On your shoulders. All right, well, let's see you
do. I'm going to try, but you know, I have a Buckeye education, so
Is that good or bad?
I don't think it's that great.
Oh, no.
But
well, we're going to put that Buckeye education to the test.
That's terrible.
Yes.
Three questions. Buckeye approved. Kick Nina out of the studio and let's get started.
Okay. Nina?
Yes?
Are you going to leave the studio?
If you would like me to, I will.
Yeah, because I want to try to beat you.
Okay.
I'll walk out. That was a little too nice for my taste. What are you going to do?
Oh, sweet Tiffany.
Very sweet. All right. There she goes into the hallway, Tiffany. And here we go with question one. Today in 1843, Dickens's Christmas Carol was published for the first time. So the story gave us what holiday catchphrase?
I have no idea.
It was spoken by Ebenezer Scrooge.
Still don't know. See, I feel like I'm Ebenezer Scrooge this year. I don't even have a Christmas tree up. So.
You don't know what he said?
No, right. I don't.
All right. Question two. Happy birthday to Alyssa Milano. A Milano cookie is a heavenly delight made by what cookie company?
I know this.
Right. Those are so good, too.
I know.
In that bag.
Isn't it just like a Pepperidge Farm?
Oh, well, let's find out. I'll put that down. Question three. Happy National Hard Candy Day. Name the classic candy that is supposed to be impossible to bite.
A gobstopper? I don't know. Like, is that like by like Willy Wonka?
Man, it's kind of like that, but we're looking for something specific. Something else, though. It's not a gobstopper, but it is a... might seriously injure your mouth.
Like I told you, my Buckeye education.
Any guess? We can go with gobstopper.
Okay,
all
my
right.
bad. I know.
Come on in, Nina D. Come on in. Judges, can we?
Nina won.
I'm looking over at Badger. Can we accept that? He said no. Okay. Nina D, sorry, I had to defer to Badger for a quick clarification.
Oh. Exciting stuff.
He's shaking his head. Question one, Nina D. Today in 1843, Dickens's A Christmas Carol was published for the first time. The story gave us what holiday catchphrase? I'll tell you who spoke it.
Okay.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Shoot, I get all confused, like the angel and the wings and the 32nd Street and the and the thing and the ghost of Christmas Pat. I don't
right.
know.
Yeah, so
you said Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah,
what
did he say?
Bah humbug.
Like it was no big deal. Then he said bah humbug. Tiffany and Buckeye couldn't get bah humbug.
Okay.
Nicely done. Question two. Happy birthday to Alyssa Milano. The Milano cookie is a heavenly delight made by what cookie company?
Pepperidge Farms.
You said Pepperidge Farm. Tiffany Buckeye said Pepperidge Farm. It is Pepperidge Farm. Question three. Happy National Hard Candy Day. Name the classic candy that's supposed to be impossible to bite.
Jawbreaker.
You said Jawbreaker. Tiffany Buckeye said Gobstopper. Judges ruled Gobstopper is not acceptable. We're looking for Jawbreaker. 3-1. Nina D wraps up this week with a win.
Yes.
Man.
So I'm going to put my win on the board, and I'm going to give you these tickets, Tiffany. Have fun. Go see Brad Paisley in about a
Are
month.
You serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited.
Good,
it is the season.
Good.
I love that. You do, though. Go ahead. Tell the Camel Nation what just happened.
I'm Tiffany from Buckeye, and Nina just beat me.
Yeah, pretty badly, actually.
Bah humbug. Bah humbug.